Welcome to this year's International Cuisine Live with me, Generic English Lady. Up first, America. America is the place for food. You betcha we love it. If you want it, we've got it. You can get a coffee and a bagel from any street corner in New York, and we got the best slice of pizza in town.
Taxi!
But you know what's wicked smart? You can park your car in Harvard Yard and get yourself some good old clam chowder. Or if you prefer something a little healthier, you can start your Californian juice cleanse on a kale smoothie or a gluten-free Caesar salad. Excuse me? I think you Californians forgot about our tortilla, tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. You know you love our Mexican food just as much as your so-called healthy diet.
Actually, the last time I had Mexican, I was being sick out of both ends.
Yeah, maybe, but that don't stop you coming back for more.
Yeah, dude, just admit it. You can't get enough of those Trader Joe's tacos.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. I miss carbs so much.
Oh yeah, sure, but in Minnesota, we like a side of fries along with a hot dog while you're watching the hockey. Okay, say hi to your Uncle Bill from us.
Hold on, honey. Don't forget us in the South. We got the best Texas ranch dressing. You can put it on any salad, sauce, or buffalo wing, or just eat it straight out the bottle.
Sorry, I was about to go next, but you go first, eh? Oh, is it my turn now? Okay. The best thing about Canada is our maple syrup, that's for sure. Oh, you want me to say more? Okay, sorry. Maple syrup sure goes great in pancakes.
No, this is a disgrace. I have to stop this. How can you say you have the best food when you know French has the best food in the world? There is nothing better than baguette or croissant dipped in hot chocolate with some French wine. Yes, but in Spain you have the paella or the tapas in the summer. Or are you around?
Yeah, they're good. In Germany we have the Lederhosen, Bratwurst, Oktoberfest, where you can drink lots of beer and get happy. After a long ride in your bicycle along the Dutch canal, you can have the classic potatoes and cabbage or mini pancakes. We call it poffertjes, and for dessert, some yogurt.
Ah, bella, bella. You can have spaghetti, tortelloni, linguini, fusilli, or many more, as long as it ends in E.
Evaristo, thank you. In Greece, you can have your Greek yogurt or feta cheese with olives or fresh goat from one of the islands.
You want meat? We have great sausage in Poland and great Polish bread, along with sauerkraut and stewed pork. My accent is often mistaken for Russian, which I will pass on to you now so you can say which food is best from Russia.
Vodka.
Anything else?
Yes. Well, yes, probably, but you don't need anything other than vodka.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we like to drink too in Norway. But our main foods are potatoes and a type of fish called lutefisk. And you can also get waffles in the shape of a heart.
Aww.
And our speciality is the boiled head of a sheep.
Yeah, but in Sweden, we're all about the meatballs. Yeah, in South Africa, we like drinking beers and watching the boys cooking big steaks and boerewors on the braai while watching the Springboks play nicely. They always win, right? In Australia, you can whip yourself up some barbecued shrimp or a tasty crocodile, ostrich, or some kangaroo. You name it, I've eaten it. Except koala, I would never touch one of those. Unless I was really hungry.
Huh? You know what's awesome in New Zealand? Fush and chips and pavlova for dessert with heaps of cream. And we love a good kiwi. Not a kiwi person. Nah, we're not cannibals. I mean, a kiwi's in the fruit.
So, back to me, generic English lady, here to also say the Middle East and Asia also have great food, but it would be politically incorrect for me to impersonate those countries.